children sent me for my, isn't this nice?
Nice. I love the color.
I got a 4 of them. And I know I did not pick those colors. I can swear you picked them. That was so sweet of them.
Ah, yes. That's nice. Awesome.
Hello. I got it yesterday. Who's there? Who's there? Who's there?
I don't know who's here, but we are live. We are live via Facebook, a couple of channels, and as well as on YouTube. Thank you all for joining us today. This is me, Moments in the Morning, and you are now slaying with Trey and Mountain Spirit this morning.
Hey.
Hey. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day.
Good morning.
Woo. And what is our topic today? Let's see here. Today, the topic is we are one. Let's act like it. Let's act like it, goddesses. We're talking about being goddesses and evolving and taking our own journey to the next level, right? And so as we do, part of that journey is learning to love and care for one another properly. And you and I think have had this conversation mm-hmm. about the powers that be pitting us against one another. Alicia Goddess, welcome in. Happy hump day.
Hi, Alicia.
Yes. So I just want, and the other thing I must say, though, is within our own community, the goddesses who have been coming to the slay ground and slaying with Trey, we are working towards this goal. And I want us to continue to do that. So mm-hmm. let me just pull up my message of the day.
You don't know how refreshing it is to have this on YouTube, because even though I'm on the show and we're all in it active, right? But it's so good to, when I go back and I listen to the shows,
yes,
I listen to something new. And it's great to have it there like medicine in a cabinet, you know?
It really is. And it's so different than when we're actually recording. Mm-hmm. You said something the other day while we were talking, and it was great inside of the conversation. But when we stepped back and I went back and I listened to it, I heard it differently, and it like just touched my soul. You said, well, you've always been slaying, but you've always been slaying for somebody else. And I was like, oh, like it just hit differently. And so I love the idea of just going back and listening again for yourself.
I'm having the same experience when I hear you and Marie and Val, or even the comments in the comment section, feedback, all of that stuff. It just has a different dimension to it, a deeper and richer dimension.
Yes.
It's just good to have it so handy, you know? I can just open up my phone. Like, even if when I wanted to pull myself out of a funk, there was a moment yesterday. I said, let me just look at some new moments.
Let me just do that.
Get my mind, you know, pull it out of that worldly realm.
Right. Yes, and we have to begin to do that. All right. So head on over, grab your Slay Bible if you have it. Here, let me grab mine so I can show you what it looked like. There we go. Slay, self-love awaits you, which has now been affectionately renamed by this community to the Slay Bible. And I just love that. We are on page 138. I believe that sisterhood is the direction we need to go to ensure the outcome we want. Not just for ourselves, but for each other, for our communities, our businesses, and the like. Yes, we all have our own individual goals, dreams, and roles to play, but something magical happens when we actually unite. We thrive in inexplicable ways. We feed off of each other's energy, ideas, and the belief that when one succeeds, we all succeed. That is why I love the quote in the beginning of this chapter by Ashley McDonough. She elaborates on the feeling one gets when she knows her sisters are behind her, loving and supporting her 100%. So I'm asking the question today, can we act like we are one? Can we truly be one? And let's start with us as Black women, because that's a hard one, I think. And I don't know, jump on in here with me, Mountain Spirit.
Yeah, I'm glad you started there, because that's where I was going. But I said, let me just control myself. And let other people talk.
We have to start there. We have to.
Well, the thing is, I tried to start there. Mm-hmm. And then I was hit with this like big bong, like, what? Because this is the way my brain works, right? I always look for examples, the best practice.
Yes.
I'm struggling. And I was doing this yesterday, too. That's how I came across Michelle Nichols. Is that her name?
Lisa Nichols.
Video, because I was looking for examples of this sisterhood unity. You know, yes, and yes. God knows we have made efforts, Tracy. In the past, 5-6 years, we have made efforts. And in fact, that's how we met.
Yes.
On an event or an activity that was promoting that. And so I keep looking and looking and looking. So it almost seems unfair, right, to expect us to understand that that's what we have to do and know how to do it when it was difficult for even someone like me to find examples of that. And maybe I'm looking for the wrong criteria. I don't know. But I'm hard pressed to find examples of this type of sisterhood. Well, even in my own family, I can't find it.
Yes. You know? Yes. And I will tell you that you are not. And the information just isn't out there. As I was doing the book and researching and really looking for things about sisterhood, things about us connecting, us collaborating, man, it's like looking for a needle in a haystack. And so when I came across that article, and I got to find it and share it, it just did something to me. You know, it reminded me all right, I'm having a moment. Mm-mm. Oh, wait a minute. First of all, let me say, hey, Val Goddess, the voice is in the house with us.
Hi, Val.
That you are here this morning, loving it.
I didn't get trapped in the matrix, so I'm back.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, but Tracy can't get out of this her senior moment right now.
Get out of my moment.
Go ahead, Tracy.
You remember? So I'm losing actresses' names in my head.
I'll help you out.
Okay. Wow. Black women. Damn it. How to Get Away with Murder. Tell me her name.
Oh, that would be Viola Davis.
Ah, beautiful.
Yes. How can I forget Viola? I love Viola Davis. Mm-hmm. And when she got her award and come on with the next name. What's her name? She was just like, she was so excited for her that she stood up and she was like, yes. Like she.
Kerry Washington, who worked on the other show. Okay.
No. Look, now I got to think of show names. Y'all, this is not here.
Can we make the point without the names, though?
But
thank you,
Reverend.
No, I'm waiting for
you. You can't get past that moment. I'm having a moment.
Oh, I know. That's why I'm trying to help you.
The point is, like I always want to be that person for my sisters, right? Mm-hmm. And I want my sisters to be that way for me.
Yeah.
Like, be happy for me and my journey. I'm happy. When y'all say, oh my God, I did such and such, I'm like, yeah, oh, I love it, right? Mm-hmm. Rather than what we've kind of been conditioned to do. And I know y'all like, oh, here we go, talking about the conditioning again. It's real, y'all. It's real. Whether we want to believe it or not or accept it or not, it's true. But don't you want that? Look, I'm about to find it.
But you know, Tracy, you are that. And I mean, I think all of us here are that. And I think what we're noticing is how difficult it was to come by. Because look at us. We're not 15, 16 years old. We are mature women. And it's taken us this long to find each other and to produce something like this. So we know it's possible. We know the desire is out there, but why is it so hard to find? And I don't even know if answering that question is going to solve it, but recognizing it, acknowledging it as an obstacle we have to overcome. That's
the piece.
We begin the solution. Yeah.
Yes, I definitely, definitely agree.
Ooh. So how we do it? Can we just like each other?
Not love, just like.
Just right. Don't you think it starts with liking ourselves? A psychologist told me that our condition as Black women, this condition that we're talking about, the lack of unity and thereof, it stems from a deeply rooted self-hatred, which I took offense to, because but it wasn't all about me, right?
That's hard to hear
from a psychologist.
Right, exactly.
But it's getting to the truth of the matter. And then once we get to the truth of it, we can work on it. So I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I just felt that it's hard to hear.
I don't have a formula really for or to backtrack and say, okay, where did I start loving myself? I don't have a point where that happened. Mm-hmm. And I don't think any of us really have. You can't demark it. However, you know that that's the place in which you exist.
Yes.
And even this here is our effort to bring that capacity to other people. It's like, hey, y'all, let's love ourselves and let's love each other. This is what we're doing here.
Yes.
This is what we're doing here. But as you can see, you see how you have to almost pull teeth with people. And you're right. It's because first you have to accept the fact that there is this. We can't deny that deeply rooted self-hatred claim. Because I'm still having trouble with it. You know, I'm still having trouble with it. But I'd like to think, I'd like to be able to affect every woman I meet with some kind of infectious desire to love themselves, if nothing else. I would really like to do that.
Yeah. Infectious desire. I like the direction. No, seriously, because unfortunately, I was joking around about the Matrix, but just kind of that something on repeat that's positive, something that you put out there and you uplift, you encourage, you say, you know what, it's not as bad as you think. And when you share something with me, it's a safe space. I'm not going to gossip about you. I'm not going to put you down. Like, I think it's wonderful if we're able to create those spaces for women and for our friends, for our people. Now, if they're, like we said, what you said, mountain spirit, if they become leeches and they're constantly taking or whatever, that's totally different. But for our people, our goddesses who love and respect what you do, and then you love and respect what they do, when, you know, acknowledge, oh my gosh, I didn't do this right, or I'm upset. And it's like, no, let's celebrate it that you did it. And hey, it may not have worked out the way you wanted it to, but I celebrate you because you did your thing. You went out there and you slayed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Slaying is what it's all about. Is it just me, or do you find sometimes that there is like this inherent jealousy that you can't really, I can't prove it.
Okay? No. You can't prove it, but it's,
you can.
It's there.
It's there. And it's definitely there among Black.
You can't get to.
Right. It's definitely there among Black actresses. I know that I've heard a lot of interviews with, we mentioned Viola Davis, Angela Bassett. A lot of those women, Gabrielle Union, all of those women go after the same jobs, especially earlier on, like say the 80s and 90s, because there wasn't that many jobs for women of color in Hollywood. So what had to happen was there's enough for everyone. And then it took like people producing and saying, you know what, let's come up with an idea. Let's create a show. Let's build a studio. Let's get our own stuff. Mm-hmm. And then create those spaces and places. But to hear other women acknowledge in Hollywood, especially the Black actresses and actors in Hollywood, to say, look, yeah, we were jealous of each other. We're like, that person got that role. You're like, oh my gosh. And if that movie bombed, it's like, uh-oh. But if that movie did well, you're like, oh. But no, everybody was grateful to see Angela Bassett play the queen mother in Black Panther. But she should have won that Oscar back in What's Love Got to Do With It. But how many a Black actress went after that role. So yeah, it's there, definitely in that sector. I don't know about everywhere else, but it's definitely there in that sector.
No, I know about everywhere else.
There you go.
I did 35 years in consulting. And some of those years I did with the district attorney's office and you know, dealing with crime. So the full spectrum, you know, from A to Z, it's there. It's everywhere. Even amongst doctors, when I walk into a room and there's one or two, whatever other woman, Black woman doctor is there, will throw shades at me. And me, I get all chirpy. Like I get a squirrel moment. It's like, hey, sis, I get like Viola did. And then they get very, it's a very suspicious thing. It's like, come on, you're embarrassing me. I was like, mm-hmm. I can't. But it's part of the setup is what I wanted to say. Based on what I've seen from that full spectrum example, that's like in every industry where the numbers are so small, it's like that. There was a program, and I'm not going to go into memory lane with this, but there was a program on TV where they had these prisoners underground, and on top it was like a little hole, and they would throw food in there when it was time to eat. And it was 300 people, they would put in enough food for 100 people. And then they kept reducing it because they would keep dying from starvation, right?
Yeah.
So when it's down to 10 people, they put enough food for 3 people. And that's what they do with the opportunities out here. Mm. If there's an allowance for Black women, the pool is huge. But it is decided outside of us. We're not controlling that. Because we're relying on the capitalist model, right? So it's decided, okay, in corporate, we're going to allow this many Black women. And we're gonna raise the bar so high. You know, it does reduce the numbers, but we are brilliant, okay? We are brilliant. So there's a lot more of us than they expect. And so it's necessary for us to, that setup makes it necessary for us to compete against each other. But once you can recognize the game, you know, right? That's my favorite fairy tale, Rumpelstiltskin. Once you can say its name, you disempower it.
Yes.
You know, so if we see it as part of a plan, instead of seeing it as us being against each other, it's like, yo, that's the way they drew us. Okay, that was the card that they drew us. So we got to bounce like this. You know, I wish you the best. Wish me the best.
That's right.
You know, so it's that. And you brought up the concept of abundance. Mm-hmm. They know damn well that when you've been through what we went through, you are reduced down to lack.
Yes.
You're reduced down, your whole brain, everything, your perception of your future even, where we only see from day to day or month to month. Right? Mm-hmm. We're reduced down to seeing things in lack when we, children of Africa, come from pure abundance. So we're programmed for abundance. But when we find ourselves trapped by this concept of lack, it, I believe, is when we behave like this. Yes. I think that contributes to that behavior, you know? But if we go into abundance here mentally and remember who we are, I think it makes it easier and healable.
Yeah, it is. And therein, I'm going back to the book again, changing your perception about what the reality is, the reality that you're living in. You've got to change the way you think about it and the way you see things. If we start looking at how abundant we are, I think that definitely we can shift a total dynamic. For all of us, not just, you know, Tracy, not just Val, not just Mountain Spirit, we can do that.
And I don't know if you all realize the and I always have to take things back to Hollywood. When they did Black Panther and you had a Black director doing this, and then you had a predominantly all Black cast, they were trying to like figure out how is that going to do what, you know, in the marketplace. It is still the top, even with the Spider-Man release that just happened, it is still one of the top selling films, and it did wonderful worldwide.
Wow.
Looking at that movie, just worldwide. I would love to go to Wakanda, although it doesn't exist. But that abundance, that thought, like, how could you think that our movies or our people don't do well in the marketplace, the world marketplace? It did wonderful all over the world. And it's like, where does that thinking come from? And we honestly, we have to constantly come show up and slay the negative and go, no. People are going to go show up. White people, Asian people, Black people, everyone. We're going to support our artists in that regard. And yeah, just changing our minds, Tracy, that is so important to do. Just because it comes from it comes from that horrible slave mentality. And it's
unfortunately
how long we have to reverse. It's a
first of all, Val, we're not even supposed to have survived it.
You're right. I know. And I can't think of the quote. I'm not going to have a senior moment, but kind of that thing of if James Baldwin. No, it just finally came to me. To be Negro in this country is to be in a state of anger or frustration. And I can't think specifically of the word, but it's like you'd better be happy that we have a thought process of where we forgive and we come from abundance. Because if we actually thought about what you have done to us, you should be afraid.
You wouldn't be here.
You would.
We would be here.
Mm-hmm.
We would be here.
Right.
But we really are a powerful people, and because we are so bound and spiritual, you know, we're just so connected to the spirit world. Mm-hmm. Our consciousness doesn't have to be forced. That's why we don't need. It seems to be their religion. It forces people. You have to force the spirit to be active and reminded every 7 days, you know, that you come from God and all of that stuff. That's not, we don't need that.
Yeah.
But we've become like that,
mm-hmm.
you know, because we've forgotten the origins of our own sanctity.
Yeah.
I think what you're saying is it's so important. But changing your mind is the most difficult thing to do.
Ooh. Ain't it though? You sometimes find that you slip back and you're like, whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah, that mindset is the brainwashing is real.
It's real.
It's real. So you have to, the same way like that we were, so you have to look at, again, with the best practices of what worked when we were taken from abundance and brainwashed into this world of lack. Let's just reverse it.
Yeah, we just got to brainwash ourselves
and reverse it.
Let's just go.
That's right.
Go back. Yeah, and put in the abundance thinking. Don't feed into the capitalistic model, and stop depending on your abuser to help you.
Ooh.
Stop it. Stop Ooh. It.
All right.
Oh, I love that, Ms. Brown. That's right.
I do too, Alice. Melanin is an intelligence.
Yes.
That's a powerful statement right there.
You can't fake that, Dollar Zeal. You can't fake it. I'm talking to her. You can't fake that. You can look like it, smell like it, do your hair like it, but you know, the melanin thing, no.
Right.
You can't fake that.
These are all conversations we can even come back to. That one about just all of them. Like, those are things. I'm going to have to just take my notes after.
What about Dollar Zeal?
All of it. Melanin being an intelligence. And it's that right there. If we can start stepping into that space and understanding the power of that.
But why do you think they enslaved us and not anybody else?
Right. Mm-hmm.
The intelligence and all of the technology that holds this whole planet together came from us, and we are still doing the work.
We still doing the work. That's all right. It's just time for us to flip the script and change the game.
It's not all right. I'm here in Belize.
I don't mean it like that. We started from here and moving forward. So, right. So, you know, that's just like if somebody says something crazy to you, and you're like, we move different. There you go.
We're moving different. We move That's different. Right. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Started from the bottom, but we here.
Yeah. So, you know, things like, let's be practical. Starting like your own schools, educate your own children, cook your own food, comb your own hair, stop making China rich. It's a 7 billion, actually it's almost in the trillion from, I read two different reports. Industry, the cosmetic industry and the black people of the world are completely financing the cosmetic products of China.
See.
That's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. That's a lie. So we are still participating in keeping our abuser alive. We're still feeding the same system that has done this to us.
Well, we need to create our own systems where we're able to feed each other. We create our own networks. We create our own television shows. We create our own everything so that we are able to feed and literally support ourselves. I'm all for that. I love that idea.
Yeah, get out of these like what you're doing, Val, with your diet. You and Marie, like, stop processed foods. Leave them alone.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop helping them make you sick.
No,
you know,
I love being able to tell myself and my stomach kind of make that thing like, Valerie, we need fruit or we need something natural first in our gut. Please don't put the coffee down here. Please don't put anything else, the sausage or the plant-based sausage or whatever you're thinking about. Just don't even put oatmeal down here first. Mm-hmm. I need fruit. It needs to be green. It needs to be a banana. It needs to be something from the earth. Because what? When I start my day off like that, natural, then I can build that foundation can help me process better in the day. I need the potassium from the banana. I need the vitamin C's and the vitamin A and K from the spinach. Mm-hmm. I need from the carrots and the ginger. I need that's for my digestion. Like, I have to think about these things because my mother grew organic when I was a kid. I didn't realize that. Tracy, I don't know if you grew up with, you know, your family growing things out of the ground. That's what I'm thinking. Oh, my gosh, that was organic. I don't remember spraying pesticides and stuff.
Organic, right? We used to have apple trees and oranges. Anybody in Cleveland?
Pears,
pear trees. Yes, it's like, man, chop them down. They're all gone. It's like, oh my God, I don't know where everything went.
No, we moved from the United States to the Bronx. Like all the kids, we all went at the same time. And my father purchased a house, and in that backyard, neighbors, we were like the hillbillies. We had apple trees, peaches, sugar cane that my brother, I don't know how he got in there. He brought seeds from, he was studying agriculture. So we planted up the backyard in the Bronx.
That is the concrete city. That is the concrete jungle right there. And it's not just Manhattan or Brooklyn. That's the Bronx. I know exactly where that is. So my goodness.
My father was very conscious of the, he always put it in our heads, like, stop making rich people richer.
Yeah.
You know, to figure out every single way that you can keep your money. You don't have to be destitute or look poor or live in poverty, but just stop buying into that. You know, between sneakers, like shoes, sneakers, and hair products, we are sustaining our own poverty. We're creating our own poverty.
Right. Let's think and buy from each other, and let's slay with Trey. You see, we're going over to Clubhouse, and please like and subscribe and share with 5 people if you've been enjoying the conversation. Yes.
Not 5. Share with 5 people. Yes, so we are going to continue Meet Moments in the Morning over on Clubhouse. Please join us. I have put the link in the chat. Are we dancing too? All right,
y'all.
Yes.
Y'all,
wait a minute for me.
It's the sleigh dance. It's the sleigh dance.
We slaying. Come on over there. Definitely join us. We've got, we'll be back tomorrow too. So,
okay.
Yes. We'll see you right here. Same time, same sandbox. Early in the morning. All right. Much love to you all. Have an amazing day. Mwah.